I was only 7 or 8 when we started going to the meetings. I gave my heart to the Lord and was baptized by Brother Collins in the tabernacle. I got to see a lot of miracles in the prayer lines, but being young, I don't remember too many details. I did get to see Brother Ray Way after he was raised from the dead. He was still lying on the floor, but a group of us kids walked by and saw he was still alive. My great aunt, Sister Dow, was a nurse, and she was sitting close by and got to see firsthand of what had happened. We went to many meetings, and what I remember is when we went to Shreveport and he preached the Wings of a Dove. We were sitting in the back of the church, and we was kind of up top, and the windows were real high around, and we got to see the white cloud coming in, you know, covering over the people there. I remember standing, as Pat did, outside the parking lot many hours trying, and they had to get a seat, and there were a lot of, remember all the people that stood along the walls because there was no room. My husband, who's been gone 25 years, was a believer, and when he was young, he didn't get to sit too close to the pulpit very often, but this one time he did, and Brother Branham, after he preached, he said, "Let's give the Lord a wave offering. Get your handkerchiefs out." And he had asthma real bad, and he knew in that pocket it was all balled up and wet, and he thought, "I can't do this." And he glanced, and he was catty-corner, and he said he caught Brother Branham's eye, and he just looked at him and said, "Oh, I gotta do it." So he pulled it out, and he went like this, you know, and praise the Lord. And when he got home, he never had the asthma after that.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
You know, the Lord healed him because he listened to the leading of the Lord. I'm an animal lover, and especially horses, and we got our first horse, Sandy, in West Virginia. When we got him, he was very, very sick with a staph infection, and Dad and I went down a week or so afterwards, and because the people have been all upset that they wanted that horse out of there because he was going to get everybody else's horse sick. So Dad called the vet, and he came, and he said, first thing is, do you want to put him down? And Dad says, no. We're going to pray for him. And so we put a prayer cloth on him. And the next day was church, and it was at Tom and Diane's house. And I remember they had a testimony time. So I got up and thanked the Lord for saving me and for healing my horse. And I was crying like now. And I sat down, and a voice, I don't think it was audible, but it was like a voice in my head said, "Stop your crying, Deborah. Your horse has been made well."
Praise the Lord.
And we got home from church, and the brother that was taking care of him called Dad and said he couldn't believe it, but there's been 100% turnaround, and he was completely healed.
Praise the
and
Lord.
And we brought him home, and he's healed so many of our animals over the years, and I believe he loves them too.
Amen.
And I remember one time we were at one of the motels after a meeting, and Brother Branham came over to the motel to fellowship with us. And I remember thinking, oh, I hope he doesn't talk to me, because I thought, oh, he'll see all my sins, and I was so ashamed and didn't want to talk to him. And but he came over, and he was so sweet and so such a gentleman. He made me feel real ease, and he asked me about my animals, my horses, and he told me if we ever had a colt named, to name it Blaze after his horse. So my horse was the mare, and it took her 5 pregnancies, but she finally had one that had a Blaze down the front. And when he was born premature, and most premature baby horses never make it. His legs were bowed, and the vet didn't give him hardly any chance. And they had to do a transfusion from my horse to the colt, and we prayed, and the Lord came down and touched him, and he was a beautiful palomino with a Blaze on its face. I'm so thankful to have seen the miracles back then, and I so appreciate the Lord's grace and mercy. I have 3 children, 5 grandchildren. I'm claiming each one under the blood. I believe, like the mama of the thief on the cross, although she probably didn't even know her son was saved at the last minute, because he must have been very good. But he was saved, so I'm claiming all my children and grandchildren that we'll be there together in heaven. I may not see it here, but I'm resting on the promise.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you, and I believe this message.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Debbie.